Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rich Gale. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting ninth. The DH, Gary Hancock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball four. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson strikes out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy bunts in front of the plate. Porter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is called out on strikes. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Potek takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Potek. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Potek steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 0-0. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Potek moves to third. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Braun is 0-1 in the game. Braun takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McRae is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, McRae is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lockhock is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. Potek scores. White moves to third. Braun moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Otis is 0-1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Scott strikes out. One out. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hancock strikes out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Burleson is 0-1 in the game. Burleson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Porter is 0-1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hurdle is 0-1 in the game. Hurdle strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cowens is 0-1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Potek is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Potek bunts towards third. Hobson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cowens moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 0-0. White is 1-1 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Remy is 0-1 in the game. Remy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rice is 0-1 in the game. Rice is called out on strikes. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fisk is 0-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Remy moves to third. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lynn is 0-1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Braun is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Braun is called out on strikes. one out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. McRae moves to third. Lockhock moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy has McRae trapped. There's the throw to Fisk and over to Hobson, who tags McRae for the out. Lockhock moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Remy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans bunts in front of the plate. Porter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to second. Two outs. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hancock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 2 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Potek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Potek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hurdle moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Royals. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing third base. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hancock hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowens strikes out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Potek is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Potek takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Potek steals second. Frank White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. White hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing left field. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burleson moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Burleson moves to third. Fisk moves to second. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hobson hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hancock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.